Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw Midland area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today and that you continue to be in support of our Adoption Focus podcast. And today we are continuing our series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. We're having a great time doing this. And today we are fortunate to be talking with Shelly Nibelink, who is on the line. Shelly, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule. And we're going to just jump right in and have you start us off by telling us about your particular role and work with Adoption Associates.
Okay, well, I've been with Adoption Associates for more than 22 years now, and I actually started as a birth mother caseworker, working with women who were faced with an unplanned pregnancy and trying to make a decision about what to do, what would be best for their baby, for them going forward. From there, I also ended up writing a few home studies for adoptive families and did that for quite a few years before taking on the role of foster care coordinator. And that is, we have at the moment 5 licensed foster homes that provide host care for babies, just short term, while the legal process is being completed. So I took over the licensing of those homes and making sure all those files and paperwork for those was up to state standards. And then about 10 years ago, I took on the role of legal coordinator. And now that takes up the majority of my time here, is filing all the paperwork for domestic adoptions.
So kind of the joke for those of you that are listening in the office is that it's easier to ask Shelly what roles she has not played in Adoption Associates rather than those that she has. So birth mom caseworker, adoptive family caseworker, foster care coordinator, legal coordinator, you've really had your toe dipped in all of these different places, Shelly. So you've got a great deal of, I guess, different viewpoints.
Yes, and at the moment they all seem to be on the technical side, and I spend, instead of most of my time in the car traveling the state, I spend most of my time at my desk and my computer. So
a little bit different than what it used to be.
Yes, exactly.
So on a more personal level, if you don't mind, Shelly, would you mind telling us a little bit just about yourself outside of Adoption Associates?
Well, I'm married to my husband, Mark. We actually got married 1 week before I started here at Adoption Associates, so I have dual anniversaries that come up every year at the same time. And we have 2 great boys, Jabin, who is 9, and Emmett, who is almost 6, and they keep us hopping. So,
You have a very busy household.
Yes, we do. They're at that age where we're starting to do all the extracurricular activities and running around, and mom and dad are just trying to keep up.
Awesome. So when we talk about your role and varied roles over the years with Adoption Associates and your work in the field of adoption, could you tell us what your favorite thing is about what you have done or what you're currently doing?
I would say probably the legal work that I do now. It's putting all the pieces of an adoption together. So I work on both sides of the adoption in terms of getting paperwork ready for the birth parents to sign when they do their release or their consent, and get that to the court and everything that the caseworkers need for babies to go home with the family from the hospital or go to host care while waiting for the legal process to be completed. And then I also do the adoptive family side of the paperwork, their petition for adoption and all that paperwork that goes with it, up through filing the paperwork to request finalization from the court. So it's all the little pieces that happen behind the scenes. And one of the things I like about that is I can focus on that so the clients don't have to. Birth parents don't have to worry about what am I going to need to go to this court hearing or what is it that I have to sign or, you know, does this agency know what they're doing? And adoptive families, you know, they're taking that baby home from the hospital and we want them to concentrate on bonding and enjoying those first few weeks as parents and not to worry about, is our paperwork going to be filed soon? Is it going to be done right? What do we have to do next? I just like doing all those pieces so nobody else has to worry about it.
Well, and you said, well, thank you. First of all, thank you for that. And you said that, you know, birth parents and adoptive parents, you know, you're taking care of these details because you're a details gal, and we are so glad that you are. But the people who benefit from that are not just the birth parents and the adoptive parents, but our staff as well, for those of us that are doing casework and that are going to the court hearings and such. You're making our life easier, too. So you're helping really benefit everybody, and we jokingly say, although it's true, that you know, you feel sometimes like you're the behind the scenes person, but the work that you do in terms of the legal coordinator stuff is so vital and so important to the entire adoption process.
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting about Adoption Associates is we are so statewide. You know, it is not unusual at all to have a birth parent client from our Farmington Hills office select a family that is working from our Jenison office. And, you know, now we're working with two different counties on two different sides of the states with two different caseworkers. And I think a lot of agencies and even attorneys are used to just working in their home county or their home county in a nearby county or two. And we really work throughout the entire state. And It's nice, I think, as Adoption Associates, and I thought this as a caseworker too, that I didn't have to remember as a caseworker what this county needed versus what that county needed. I really kind of try and coordinate everything behind the scenes so that everybody knows what to expect and where things need to go when. So
it's just, I can't thank you enough. For those of you that are listening, it is not uncommon for us to ask Shelley the same question, you know, 50, 60 times. And even though she's answered that 100 times, she is going to happily answer it again for us. And we're so grateful for that. Shelley, what is something you think people would be surprised to know about the work that you do?
I think probably one of the most surprising things about it is how different each county is. You know, there's one adoption code in Michigan. There's one adoption law that governs the whole state. If you do a domestic adoption in Michigan, you have to follow this section of the law. But each county and sometimes different judges in one county will interpret that law differently. So we can have two counties right next to each other who require, you know, a lot of different paperwork. They require things to be filed in different orders or at different times, or they want different supporting documents. At one point we had one county that would only allow you to file in blue ink, while we had another county that would only allow you to file in black ink. So I think the most surprising thing is probably just how different things are from county to county. So the end goal is always to complete an adoption and complete a family, but there's a lot that goes into that, just trying to keep track of, you know, who wants what and when. So
Very, very, very true. And you mentioned earlier that you've been with the agency for 20-ish years now. So I'm interested in hearing what you love the most about Adoption Associates.
I think it's the way that everybody here cares so much about the clients. This isn't an agency that's run like as a business to make a profit. We're really here to help create families and to help women who are facing a tough situation. And, you know, clients to us are not numbers or file numbers. When we have to discuss a case amongst ourselves, we are always using names. Everybody we work with, they're real people to us. And, you know, we're pulling for these families that have been waiting. And, you know, our heart breaks with these birth mothers that are facing tough choices and, you know, facing obstacles in their life. And even those of us who, you know, are working at a desk now and not out in the field, you know, we still feel that. You know, when we're waiting for a court order to come through so a family can take their baby home, you know, I'm checking that email and that fax machine, you know, multiple times an hour because I want to give them that news. I want them to experience that joy and create that family. And that's how it is here. We treat everybody here like they're our best friends, and we want to help them take those babies home or help them heal and move forward in a, you know, for birth mothers, help them move forward in a way that's going to benefit their lives.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shelley, so much for those very eloquent words and for your work with Adoption Associates. As I said earlier, it is such a vital part of what we do, and really your work touches all of the staff in some form or fashion. So thank you for today, and thank you for what you're doing in Adoption Associates.
Thank you, Jennifer.
For those of you that are listening, do remember that we're live on Tuesdays at 11. We are going to continue our series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates until we meet all of our staff. And so next week, we're excited to be talking with Olivia, who is one of our staff in our Jemison office. So definitely tune in for that. Again, we do appreciate you continuing to follow this podcast. If you are interested in learning more about Adoption Associates or would like to connect with us, we would love to talk with you. And our number is 800-677-2367. Other ways would be through Facebook, on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. So we will continue to be in touch with you in the coming podcast and would love to hear from you. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.